Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Next time somebody says, St. Louis, what's St. Louis got?
It is that time where we try to figure out where Scott Jagow has been roaming, and he is here in Studio B with us. Good morning.
Good morning.
All right, Joe Pott is going to guess along with me.
I am. See, last week you were gone.
I was.
I was all over it.
You were.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Good.
He was. He was very good.
He was very proud of himself, too, I'm sure.
It's always easier when Debbie is not in the studio.
Aww.
Although it was good. No, I meant easier for me. Easier for me to guess. That's all I meant.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Okay.
No, I did not mean. Meant no ill will. No.
All right.
It's true, though. So I think this, you guys are probably going to get this one, but I don't want to lean any way. So I'm just going to play the first clue and see where we go.
At our height, just before COVID, we were doing about 858,000 people. You know, we're slowly building back up to that well over 600,000. You know, people always ask how to describe it, especially. It's kind of an evolving sculpture. You're a part of it. You know, it's when you're not here, it's quiet and it's weird. But when they are here and the kids are active and even the adults, it's all just one big organic piece.
Hmm.
An active sculpture? Is that what he said?
That's what he said.
Huh. That's intriguing.
I think it is intriguing. It's a good start.
Yeah. Right.
Okay. So I'll give you the second clue and see if it takes you in any direction. I tried to make this one difficult.
You're just always looking for these crazy other eccentric people, you know? And you'll be talking. They'll be like, hey, you know what I got? I got shoelaces. And it's like, oh, wow, cool. Let's put it in. You know, and then you got the circus and you throw it in. And it's just a little bit of obsessions that you're kind of adding.
Hmm.
Yeah.
I think I have a guess now, but I'm going to not say anything.
Not me.
Okay.
Shoelaces.
Shoelaces and circus.
Okay. See, I have a feeling that Debbie is already on to me.
See, this is what I was saying.
I know.
Don't let it throw you. I won't say a word,
Joe. Yeah, don't say a word. Okay. Here's clue number three.
We have the world's largest seesaw, which we've never put together. It was even a little bit too much for us. I think the high point was 20 feet up. That's a little bit of liability.
Yeah, I was going to say.
And then we had the tennis racket for a long time. Yeah, we seem to have a complex. Like, we have to have the biggest of everything.
That's funny. Yeah, the world's largest seesaw has never been seen. It is in storage. And I don't want to say where it is, but it's in storage.
Yeah, it would be hard to play on that.
20 feet
fling
high.
Mush you into the ceiling.
Yeah, liability.
How do you get that thing to go down, though? Someone's got to be on the side to make it go down.
I don't know.
That'd be a hard thing to move.
The liability, that's all I can say. All right, here's clue number four.
It's the stuff that we don't have out that's even more interesting. I mean, we have sands from around the world. We have this guy that...
What?
Sands from
sand.
Around... Yeah, somebody had collected sand from all over the world that they
traveled. Beach sand.
Yeah, in just little... these little jars. We have doll heads, bowling balls, anything. That's just kind of the thing. I mean, the museum's about personal obsessions.
All right, so now we're at a museum.
Mm-hmm.
And they have sand from all over the world, and no one has seen... That or the seesaw. So.
I don't know.
Do we have more clues?
Yeah, we have one more.
What museum we're at here.
Really?
No, I don't.
Okay.
I don't.
Really?
Yeah.
All right.
I know. Look at Debbie. She's like, she's got her hands behind her back. She's just, she knows.
You had me at circus and shoelaces.
All right. One more clue for the listeners.
We're just trying to hit something for everybody. You know, you can come in and you can be bored for a second, but then it may be some recycled material like car parts that we use to frame an elevator door that you catch onto. Mm-hmm. And then a conversation started.
A conversation has started. This place is amazing. I mean, it is probably, you know, where I am, but it might not be apparent. And I know that I have a feeling Debbie knows, though.
I mean, I have an idea. I'm gonna get the bell out.
Okay.
Well, say it.
Was it the City Museum? All right. Actually, the seesaw is what led me to that. But I didn't actually realize they had like the collections of things like the sand. I was literally just there. We were there like a week ago. We took a spring break trip.
Yeah, I was there when my daughter was home for break, and we were standing and watching the shoelaces. And my kids both took circus classes at City Museum.
I didn't pick up on that.
So what amazed me about that place is you just don't realize all the things that are there. You know, they have parts of buildings from Chicago and all that. And there's an art gallery and the pinball floor. And there's just the slides. They're putting in a new slide that's going to be three floors down. So it's going to go from the fifth floor to the third floor. So a new slide. I mean, it just, they go big or go home.
And
they
have the world's biggest pair of underwear.
The underwear, the Guinness thing is actually, the Guinness exhibit is done. But they have so many things there. And the history of the building, which actually I didn't even get to, he told me on the elevator on the way down, Rick Irwin told me on the way down, he goes, "Oh, yeah, by the way, Tennessee Williams wrote his first story here back in the 1920s.
Was he making shoes?
Yes, he was. He was.
Wow.
He worked in the factory. I mean, so there's a lot of history to the building, not only, but then there's just all the things that go along with it. And I just was so impressed. I had been there before just to check it out, and I went to the fireworks, you know, on July 4th, and you could see 360 degrees, all the fireworks.
Oh, cool.
Oh, have you ever, you've not been
no.
there? No. Oh, it's amazing. You can see fireworks for miles and miles and miles. And they charge about $50, but it's worth it.
Wow.
Yeah.
I always felt like City Museum was such a generic name for that place. But then I thought it's perfect because there's no way you could ever have a name that would describe what it is.
That's exactly why they did it.
Yep.
They wanted to make it vague.
Yeah.
So they could do whatever they
want. Because how could you describe it to somebody? You just go, I don't know. You just have to see it.
Yeah.
I just have to go. Well,
I'm going to tell you all about it on Sunday morning, 8:20 and 9:20.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.